Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Kia ora, dia gwet, everyone, and welcome to a very special St. Patrick's Day edition of our radio show. I am your host, Idel, and today we're going to be talking about all things Lola Lefodrig, but of course with a bit of a Kiwi twist on it. Of course, you're listening to us here on Capital Irish on 101.6 FM. And I'd like to take a minute to thank our sponsors. So Hutt Valley Irish Club, Peter and Susie McGuinness, and Butler's Irish Chocolate. Thank you very much for your support each week. So as most of you know, St. Patrick's Day, of course, it's celebrated on the 17th of March. Now, I think in Wellington, we had our celebrations a wee bit early, so we had them on the 12th, and I think Auckland would have had theirs on Saturday the 16th. And it really is a day for everyone to come together and celebrate Irish culture and heritage. And you might be thinking, well, what's that got to do with some of these Kiwis? Well, like many countries around the world, New Zealand has a very strong Irish connection. So many Kiwis have Irish ancestry, and there's lots of cultural ties between the two nations. Of course, Irish people have been coming here since the 1800s and settling all over the country. One of the earliest and most notable Irish settlers from New Zealand, I was reading in during the week, was Thomas Bracken. He was a poet and a journalist, and he arrived in New Zealand in the 1800s, probably best known for his poem God Defend New Zealand, which of course was later set to music and became known as the national anthem. The poem was originally published in the magazine called the Saturday Advertiser in 1876, and then it was later set to music by John Joseph Woods. In 1940, God Defend New Zealand was adopted as New Zealand's national anthem alongside God Save the Queen. And of course, later adaptations had some Maori verses added in throughout. Thomas Bracken was a very prominent Irish New Zealander who made a lot of contributions to the culture and the literary landscape. He was from Cloyne's in Monaghan, and he immigrated to Australia first and then to New Zealand. Also, he was a journalist. So he worked for a number of newspapers during his career, including Otago Witness and the Otago Daily Times. He was also a strong advocate for the rights of workers. So he was very involved in that very early labour movement in New Zealand. Now, he also had lots of other patriotic poems that celebrated New Zealand. Lots of it reflected the culture and the landscape and the desire for the country to prosper. He had several volumes of poetry in his lifetime, including Flight Amongst Flax, Musings of Maoriland, and The Land of Maori and Moa. Now, I wasn't going to play you the national anthem because I thought that was probably a little bit too on the button, but I also looked up another very famous Irish Kiwi who was much further down down the listings of when he was born, Liam Kelly. He was born in New Zealand, but then ended up moving to Ireland and became a really highly respected figure in the Irish music scene. So he's what's known as a multi-instrumentalist. So he's known for his flute, tin whistle, ilim pipes, boron. He's also a really good singer and songwriter, written lots of original songs and become very popular in the Irish music world. So Kelly first became interested in traditional Irish music as a teenager, playing the flute and tin whistle. Quickly developed a passion for music and started performing in local sessions and in festivals. And in the early 1990s, that's when he moved to Ireland to really immerse himself in the traditional music culture. So in Ireland, he quickly established himself as a musician, began performing with just the biggest names in Irish music. So he played with the legendary traditional music group in the Chieftains. He toured with that band throughout the United States and Europe. He also performed with Sharon Shannon, Mary Black, Alton, and Dervish as well. In addition to all that work, he's also a music teacher, a mentor, and he's taught traditional Irish music to students all over the world. He is really keen to pass on his rich musical heritage. And of course, in Ireland, he's there creating a new generation of musicians, albeit him a Kiwi. So today, Kelly continues to be an important figure. He is in Ireland where he lives there full time, but he also comes here every year. He performs with lots of other recording artists and he continues to bring delights to fans of Irish music all around the globe. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play a little bit of a mashup of three jigs of his, and I'm going to get Liam Kelly himself to introduce it.
Thank you very much. We're going to do a set of jigs this time, a set of three jigs. The first tune is a tune called I Buried My Wife and Danced on Top of Her. And that was written before divorce came in, I think. The second tune is a tune called Jerry Hollins, and the third one is a tune that we call John McKenna's, who's a Leitrim flute player, and he lived around in the 20s and he went over to the States. He was one of the first Irish musicians to go to the States in the 20s to record on the old 78s. So it's three jigs. Thank you.
welcome back to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Mighty tunes there from Liam Kelly. So let's talk a little bit about the history of St. Patrick. The holiday was named, obviously enough, after St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, and he's credited with bringing Christianity to the Emerald Isle. Is said to have used the three-leaf shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity, so explaining God the Father, Son and Holy Ghost. Now, in work today, when I mentioned about the shamrock, someone said, well, it was missing a fourth leaf. And then we had this whole massive debate about the four-leaf clover versus the Irish shamrock. And the best I could come to was that it was sort of just hybridized in America somehow to kind of merge both together. But obviously enough, the traditional shamrock is three leaves and it's to represent St. Patrick's way of introducing Christianity to everyone. Now, when it comes to celebrating St. Patrick's Day, Kiwis like to put their own spin on it, of course, and there's lots of parties and parades going on. As I was saying, we had our one last weekend here in Wellington and in Auckland it's this weekend. And I did notice this week when I was walking down to the studio, so many bars had like corned beef and bacon and cabbage and and pints of Guinness on the menu outside. So it's really taken the world by storm to have, you know, the traditional Irish food on St. Patrick's Day. One way that we've also seen it is this kind of this initiative by Tourism New Zealand, or Tourism Ireland, which is called the Global Greening. So every day, or every year on St. Patrick's Day, landmarks and buildings all around the world are illuminated green to celebrate the holiday. So this, as I said, initiative was set up by Tourism Ireland in 2010. It's a way of promoting Ireland. But since then, it's grown into this kind of global phenomenon. So you'll see Sydney Opera House, the Colosseum gets lit up, Empire State, Leaning Tower of Pisa, and also rivers. So the Boston River gets turned green, and it's all a part of this global greening campaign. Now, it also obviously creates this striking visual display, but it also celebrates Irish heritage across the world. Really interestingly, the global greening was something that they kind of accidentally fell into because, you know, people would put green into pints of Guinness and then they just wrapped a big marketing plan around it. But in honour of that, you can see it everywhere. But the thing that I love most about this campaign is, of course, that in Auckland, the Sky Tower is lit up green and we're the first one. So we set up all the global landmarks across the world because we're the first one to go green over here. Real cool tradition, and it's something really nice to see as well when you're kind of recovering from St. Patrick's Day today. Think about the fact that we were the first one to have a pint. I also had a wee look at some other Irish Kiwi artists this week, and one of them is the Tattletale Saints. So these are a folk music duo based in Auckland. They'll be seeing the Sky Tower go green. So they're a husband and wife combo, C.Y. Winstanley and Vanessa McGowan. They formed in 2012 and then gained lots of attention for their kind of, they've got a real unique blend of like Americana, country, folk music, kind of Celtic, also infused with their own personal style, kind of a bluesy. Winstanley is a singer-songwriter. He grew up in New Zealand, toured all around the world. He's lived in the United States, Canada, Europe. A really talented guitarist and obviously a songwriter as well. And Vanessa McGowan, as you can imagine, she is the bassist. Her family originally from Canada, but have massive Irish heritage. She played with so many Irish artists. She sings harmonies in lots of other bands as well as with her husband. And it adds a real texture to all their music as well. So today, when Stanley and McGowan create this kind of traditional folk country element style, they've also released several albums as well. So How Red Is the Blood, Dancing Under the Dogwoods, and they've received so many accolades for their music as well. They've been nominated for a New Zealand Music Award and an Irish Music Award, and they won Folk Album of the Year in the New Zealand Music Awards back in 2014. So overall, these Tattletale Saints are a very dynamic duo and they've gained a bit of a devoted following, as you can imagine. I'm talking about them in New Zealand and obviously abroad. But their music is well worth checking out if anyone appreciates well-crafted kind of country folk. So I'm going to let the Tattletale Saints play us a song called Kathleen.
Kathleen, Kathleen, if I I didn't know better, I'd have guessed you're about 17. That turtle blue chemise hiked way up above your knee. I've been looking for a girl like you, Kathleen. Kathleen, Kathleen. So your daddy is a banker, your mama was a beauty queen. All coddled up and sweet, my jolie petite chérie. Why don't you let your head down a while, Kathy? Kathleen, Kathleen. The highway light slips soft across your cheek. Come on, follow me inside. You can rest your tired eyes. Lay back on that motel bed, Kathleen. Kathleen, Kathleen. If I didn't know better, I'd have guessed you're about 17. With that turtle blue chemise hiked away up above your knee. Down through the counties, skip from town to town. If they ever get a lead on us, we'll be 3 weeks down the line. Sip on margaritas beneath the cavalcade of stars. Sitting on the balcony, my golden gal upon my knee. I've waited oh so long for thee, Kathleen. My heart, you won't give yourself to me. But it makes no difference how hard you cry. The woods are deep and the winds are wild. There ain't a soul in 50 miles. Your daddy can't save you now. And Kathleen, Kathleen. If I didn't know better, I'd have guessed you about 17. With that turtle hiked away up above your knee. I bet you never met a guy like me, Kathleen.
Welcome back to the show on Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. So another artist that I was researching this week was, funny enough, an Irish singer, but has been very much claimed to be a New Zealander. So her name is Mairead Colin. She's a soprano singer, originally from Derry in Northern Ireland, but she's lived and performed in New Zealand for many, many years now, since about 2013. She's performed in operas, musical concerts all throughout New Zealand, as well as internationally. She's performed in several orchestras, including the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra, Auckland Philharmonic, and the Dunedin Symphony Orchestra. Now, she's known for her beautiful voice and her ability to sing a range of genres, including classical, musical theatre, folk, and she's got several albums. She's got The Singer and the Song, which is a feature of Irish and Scottish folk songs, as well as contemporary ones. So she's super talented, really versatile singer, but what you may know her from is she was one of the former members of Celtic Women. So that massive group that took over the world in the early 2010s, she was one of the first members there. And she decided to, I guess, semi-retire, but obviously is very, very significant in New Zealand and plays lots over here. But retired to New Zealand in 2013 and just do more for kind of solo stuff. She settled here with her husband, who was one of the dancers in Celtic Women as well. So a real strong Irish connection and made New Zealand here her home. So what I'm going to play for you now is Mairead Carlin. She's doing her version of River Run, which is a Cara Dillon cover. And here she is now singing River Run. Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So a few wee events around just to keep an eye on for the next wee while. Of course, the last Sunday of every month, there will be a family potluck dinner at the Hutt Valley Irish Society. So come on down to that. Also a reminder that New Zealand champs are coming up. So 26th and 27th of March, Wellington are going to set the stage and go up to Hamilton, to Marist RFC Club, and play New Zealand champs there. And I know our ladies are looking forward to playing some games after their win at the Australasians. So good luck to everyone heading up there. They've done some nice rounds of training, so they'll all be fit and fighting, and also well able for whatever comes up in Hamilton at the weekend. Once again, just want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, and thank you to Ray in the booth as well for helping me out this week. We'll catch you next time. I hope you have a great Paddy's weekend. And now that we're at Sunday, time to have a bit of recovery from the pints from Friday night. So we're going to play us out with a song by Carolyn Mills. She is a very well-known New Zealand harpist, and she's just released her fifth album, Enchanted Land, a collection of really beautiful Celtic tunes. Now, we will have Carolyn on the show very shortly and a very special giveaway to go alongside that as well. But for now, to play you out is the Carlo song by Carolyn Mills. Slánga fóill.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.